This is the brief on Apple's surprise and shine event. Under new CEO John Ternus, Apple has officially chucked its cautious, wait-for-perfection playbook to unleash massive hardware gambles, sneaky price hikes, and a radical AI overhaul. First, let's look at the stunning compromises on Apple's first foldable, the book-style iPhone Duo. It packs a 7.8-inch screen, but it still has a visible crease, and Apple shockingly ditched Face ID entirely. Why? Well, because the TrueDepth camera takes up way too much space for a foldable. Instead, they brought back Touch ID, embedding it right into the power button. So is Apple releasing a $2,000 phone with a crease proof they're finally feeling the heat from competitors? Second, to see how Apple's extracting more cash, just look at the iPhone 18 Pro and Pro Max. Both models jumped $100, now starting at $1,199 and $1,299. But here's the strategic catch. Apple didn't even announce a cheaper base iPhone 18 model this year, effectively forcing anyone upgrading right now into paying for this pricey premium tier. Finally, there's the software trap designed to keep you totally locked in. Siri is getting its biggest overhaul ever, featuring universal cross-app search and the ability to take actions in third-party apps, like actually composing an Outlook email for you. You see, Apple isn't trying to beat ChatGPT on raw intelligence. They're banking on deep ecosystem lock-in, where your phone just manages your daily digital life. The Tim Cook era of safe perfection is officially over, replaced by an aggressive strategy of high-risk, high-reward innovation. Visit techiegame.com right now for the full specs and analysis.